Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning again.
And again and again.
Right, again and again.
Everybody knows this is the Christina Liu Show. And just before the break, Christina, was going to tell you about one of our PI advisors.
Yes.
Who had given her a phone call, but you'll take over.
Yeah. And this is a similar call that was going around last year. I'm sure a lot of people out there, we were actually amazed about how many people received this call from the IRS claiming that you owe money and that, you know, but the fact of the matter is the IRS even had to put out something.
Right.
Saying, you know, we are not going to call you, you know, period. Case in point, like, we're not going to call you. John, you might know a little bit more about they say. I guess they try to give you.
You owe. I mean, people have given it. Actually, Dan has created a commercial here. But,
yeah.
I mean, they let some time go, and then they start. Recently, like, David had two. His neighbor got one. Jerry got one. I mean, so it's obviously it started up again. You'll get a new person. I mean, if you make 1,000 calls a day.
Yeah, I think they change it up, and they wait it out. And
pays for the day's efforts. That's
exactly.
For sure.
You send $500 or a couple of people do it, and then the money is cash.
How do they ask you to send it to them? A certain.
I got one of those grandson things, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I remember you got the grandson.
And, so I asked, which grandson was it? And they, so, you know.
Wow.
You know, the shame of it is, this past week, one of the organizations I'm involved in, they took old checks, paychecks, how they got their hands on them, endorsed them, and took $7,000 or $8,000 out of the account. And they got caught, and we don't know who did it, but we had to stop the account and everything else. I mean, it's what they try to do, and that's just plain thievery.
Yeah.
And I showed.
I wish you guys could see the visual over here.
Jerry and Christina won this morning. Last week, my wife gets a letter from the motor vehicle in reference to a ticket she has that she pleaded guilty to, and she has never pleaded guilty, and that she has till February to square it away with a email address. So she went to the computer. I mean, it looks so official. She went to the computer and put in her name and her gender and then something else, and then it asked on the website to pay a dollar, to put a credit card information, to pay a dollar, and she would get a copy of the ticket. And that's when she stopped. And then she talked to me about it, and all you got to do if you question anything, go to Google.
Yeah.
And it's the motor vehicle scam, and that's what they do. Right. And once they get the dollar, they got your credit card information.
That's right. Yeah.
And this letter for everyone out there, I mean, the envelope alone really looks exactly like when you get something from DMV.
Oh, it's perfect.
Right. I mean, it has that thing on the back talking about, you know, and it has the actual website, the correct one, on the envelope, so they must have.
Right. What it is when you go to the website, it tells you don't pay attention to these things. You see something for the motor vehicle from the Department of Finance, etc. There's no registration number, car registration, her license plate.
And that's always on it. It's true.
Like,
so because if you get like your registration or something, they always
send it. But nobody starts looking around at those things. They just put a lot
of numbers. No, you panic and you want to see, oh my God, what kind of, and they scare you because, you know, they put there's all these notices on there saying that, you know, you'll be,
lose your
license immediately.
Right.
But it looks really
you get nervous. And you know, with, what do you call those, cameras? People get tickets and don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Right.
It happens. I mean, you don't get a ticket every day that the cop pulls you over.
Right.
You get them in the mail. I got one recently. I went through something. I don't know what I did. And I was like, well, I got it. So.
But I'm telling you, it really looks really official. And it's quite clear why people would, you know, think this might be real. I mean, this is.
That's what and it's fear.
Yeah.
Because she did, you know, my wife is one that gets on top of everything immediately. I'd let it sit anyway.
Right.
They come after me. But she's on top of it and started to do it. And it's just fortunately when it said put in your.
Yeah, that's a new one. I have not heard of the DMV scam yet.
It's amazing.
And that's why I say, you know, on this show too, we try to, you know, and the Project Safe series in general, we try to have. To spread the word on here because, listen, we can't keep up with every scam possible because these people are. Good, you know,
and like you said,
and they're always changing it and doing some kind of variation. So it's hard to every day. I mean, something new is coming on, but I think it's important. Anyone out there, if you do, you know, receive some kind of scam, just please let us know over our Project Independence call 311.
Actually, and mixing two things together, Christina, you were talking about the TV show. Now, Town of North Hempstead, Christina, Kathleen Rice confirmed. Absolutely positively.
Oh, great.
So it's August or October.
Perfect. Yes, because we're going to actually do a Project Safe series.
Great.
On a taping. So this way we could have it, and it will play, you know, a lot. So we're going to have all different topics, but one of the topics is this IRS scam, because it really is so popular and people are so fearful of, you know,
and the
anything.
Fact that it keeps coming back, because people, you know, again, not everybody pays attention. How many people know about Project Independence? You live in the town, and that's you'll hear somebody say there was a concert last night. It's like, what rock are you under? You got to pay attention.
And that's what I say. And that's all we can do here is kind of spread the word and educate people as needed. Right. So it's really an important thing. So please, please call 311 if you come across any scam. Because like I said, they are, you know, and that's what's wonderful about the advisory committees of that Project Independence has.
Well, I think one thing to keep in mind is that no agency, to the best of my knowledge, ever conducts these things by phone.
Not 100%.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a phone call, disregard it.
Yeah.
It is simply a scam. No government agency works by phone.
Right. No, you know what's horrible, too, is that a lot of these scams, people who have been scammed, it goes unreported because they're embarrassed to even report it.
You did it,
You know, and they're embarrassed for, you know, and like seniors a lot of times are targeted for these things because they're often alone.
Right.
You know, and they'll sit there and they'll pray. Like I said, I mean, this grandparent thing has been going on for how long? And there's all different variations of the grandparent.
And the stories are preposterous. Yeah. I mean,
but somebody will listen to it, and a poor grandmother that knows the father is going to get mad at the kid and be upset and maybe has a temper to keep peace in the family, she's going to send $1,000.
And I don't, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and I feel horrible for the people because there are people that have almost fell prey that we've known to this.
Oh, yeah.
And they're quite savvy, but, you know, you're in the moment.
It's
and
very emotional.
Yeah, of course. And that's what they're preying
on.
And that's really what is, it's just important to, you know, just always report something, you know, if you can. And anything that looks suspicious, question it.
Right.
You know, there's no reason that you can say, give me your phone number and I will call you back. You know? I mean, there's little things. So that's why I just really want people to, you know,
and always use 311.
Absolutely.
If something doesn't seem right, somebody will get back to you. One of the social workers will call and say, what are you talking about? Read the thing to me. Don't get in the middle of that.
No, and that's what's great, because since we are in an agency and we have, you know, email, we're able to kind of spread the word on these things to get, you know, ahead of the game, because, you know, it's all a numbers game. They will sit there and they will go down a list and call and banking on, so, I mean, someone's going to fall for it, you know. So the more we can spread the word on these different things that are going on, and this DMV one, I'm like, I'm really blown away by it, because that really looks super
It looks
official.
Terrific. It really does.
Yeah.
And it's only when you read, and then the other one, what I got is the Federal Express. They're trying to deliver something.
Oh, that's right.
What another one that looks good, except when you look at the number, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. I mean, like, they don't Federal Express, they send a letter. They were trying to deliver a package.
Mm-hmm.
Go online and give them the information so they could follow up with it. Now, again, they're trying to get your credit card. And unable to deliver, but for $3.95, they'll bring it to wherever you are or some ridiculousness. Go online. So if you were waiting for a package, guess what? For $4, bring it to my office.
Right.
But that wasn't there was no package coming for you.
Right.
And especially, too, you know, what's interesting with this DMV thing, you know, saying a dollar. She's like, oh, a dollar. Like, I'll just charge it. I mean, no one's, like, going to really sweat it out. But you're not realizing now you just gave your credit card information and it's going to end up.
They can run wild with that.
Yeah. It doesn't take much because then you give that security
code. Yes, right.
And that's all you need on the phone.
Yeah.
The number, my name. Whatever it is, the expiration.
Right.
No, and that's what we, you know, we always say here, because listen, technology is a great thing. It's really opened up the doors to a lot of wonderful, wonderful things. But it's also, you know, opens a lot of doors for criminal activity.
Right, open the wrong doors. You know, so that's,
and we don't want, you know, our goal is not to have people walking around terrified, not trusting anyone. So it's a fine line that, you know, but I think it is important, number one, to always question if you feel something weird. Or even if you don't, just say, you give me the information and I will contact you back, you know, and then you can just, you know, there's no reason. If it's a legit company, you'll be able to do that, you know. So
100%.
It's just, it's definitely important. But please call 311 if there's anything you want to share with us about that.
Yeah, sharing or questions.
Mm. Absolutely.
Mm. You know, it's too late once you write the check or once you give the credit card number. You can't turn around then.
Project Independence has a bunch of great things coming up, and I just want to, this is really, it's great because I do all these things, so you guys get it first here. This is first knowledge of these things. We're having a great health chat on Monday, August 15th, called The Relationship Between Untreated Hearing Loss and Cognitive Decline. It's presented by Dr. Allison Hoffman from the Advanced Hearing Center. She's presented at some chats before, and she does a great job. And you can come and get information on how your hearing loss can lead to this cognitive decline and ways to maintain your hearing health, which is definitely important. This is going to be at the Mineola Library. Monday, August 15th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So I think it's definitely something worth checking out. And another PI favorite is August 26th will be the Brown Bag Check on Your Medications. It's presented by Carmela Avina Woods, who is with the College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences at St. John's. And it's a great opportunity. You can literally come in with your brown bag filled with medications, and the pharmacist will sit with you and go over it. And what's great, they said bring also non-prescription medication.
So, like, go over the interactions? And
yeah, yeah, because I'm saying, you know, a lot of people, you know, okay, so, you know, you have your prescriptions, you kind of, you might know what goes on, but then, you know, there's a lot of over-the-counter things that you might be taking that don't necessarily jive with whatever, you know, the prescription is. So they will sit with you, review each medication and the side effects, and it's just really a wonderful, wonderful program, and it's free. So there's no reason to not
sign
do
up
it.
Or no? Just
yes, yeah, because they make appointments, because literally a pharmacist will sit down one-on-one with you. So that call 311 to register for that. That's Friday, August 26th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Are the appointments ranged.
That sounds like a huge one.
It really is. It's just such a, wonderful, wonderful
How
service.
How many people have gotten sick because they mix three different things? Right. You go to three different doctors, you know, and some are embarrassed. They don't tell you what they're taking.
Yeah, absolutely. So please call that. And then August 18th, we have the St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van will be at the Port Washington Senior Center. So there's a lot going on. All of our social groups are still going on. So call 311.
Call 311. These two dates, we have plenty of time to repeat them again.
It opens up lots of doors. Right?
It's tremendous.
Yeah.
Jerry, we're out of time. So I want to thank you for coming. I'm so happy you're better, considering you had a car accident a month ago.
Right.
But you're looking good.
Yeah.
I know the ribs are still hurting. But
he was determined to get better to come co-host today's show.
Absolutely.
I think was the main motivation.
That we appreciate. 100%. Right. Christina's going on vacation.
Yay.
So we wish her a wonderful trip.
That's right.
And we'll be here next week. So until then, you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everyone.